This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Residents of southern Ukraine expect more flooding as authorities warn a river dam breach would continue to unleash pent-up waters from a giant reservoir upstream. AP correspondent Charles De La Desma reports.
Some Kherson residents are evacuated by boats, while others slosh through knee-deep waters in their inundated homes. Mikhaily Smitsky, a volunteer rescue worker, is helping carry people to safety. He says, "I've been coming to Kherson for a whole year. I want to do something useful for my country, for our people. There are exits." Officials in the Kherson region say the intensity of flooding is easing, but the water level is still expected to gradually rise following Tuesday's dramatic rupture of the Kakhovka Dam. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal called the dam's partial destruction a crime against humanity, insisting Russia was behind the attack.
Dozens of towns and villages will struggle with the issue of potable water supply, water provision to the irrigation system of southern regions will cease, leading to drought and crop failures.
Speaking remotely via video during a regional economic meeting being held in Paris, Shmyhal also described the bombing as an ecocide. The White House says Russia's 15-month-old invasion of Ukraine will be top of mind when President Joe Biden hosts British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in the Oval Office Thursday. The two leaders are also expected to discuss other issues such as China, economic security, artificial intelligence, and more. This is Prime Minister Sunak's first visit to the White House as British leader. Biden and Sunak have already had